From Washington, this is VOA News. Thousands of migrants cross into Austria and Germany, but thousands more are waiting for their chance. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington. Austria and Germany opened their borders Saturday to thousands of migrants traveling by bus, train, or on foot to cross Austria and continue into Germany. However, Hungary's police chief said that authorities would no longer provide bus transportation for migrants to the Austrian border. The VOA correspondent in Hungary says authorities in Budapest are bracing for another wave of migrants from Serbia. The European Union member countries have been divided in the face of an unprecedented influx of migrants. EU Foreign Affairs Chief Federica Mogherini warned that migrant inflow is here to stay and called for a unifying European approach to respond to it.
So we're not talking about a migration, an economic migration flow. In majority, we're talking about refugees, towards which we have a moral and a legal duty.
Austria's foreign minister said that the migrants' plight and the growing human cost was a wake-up call for Europe to resolve its biggest refugee crisis since World War II. Warplanes from across the United Arab Emirates bombed Shiite Houthi targets in Yemen Saturday, one day after at least 55 soldiers from a Saudi-led coalition were killed in a rebel missile strike. Medical sources at hospitals in the capital Sana'a said that about 24 civilians were killed in the city as a result of the attacks. The airstrikes came one day after 10 Saudi troops and 45 UAE soldiers were killed in a rebel missile attack that hit an ammunition depot. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has expressed concern over reports that Russia's enhanced military buildup in Syria could lead to a widening of the conflict there. In a telephone call with his Russian counterpart Saturday, the State Department says Kerry made clear that if the reports were accurate, those actions could further escalate the conflict. The secretary said it could lead to greater loss of innocent life, increased refugee flows, and risk confrontation with the anti-Islamic State coalition operating in Syria. Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov agreed that discussions on the Syrian conflict would continue in New York later this month. The New York Times newspaper had reported that Russia sent a military advance team to Syria and was taking other steps that Washington fears might signal plans to vastly expand its military support for embattled President Bashar al-Assad. Meanwhile, anti-government violence spread in Syria on Saturday in the heartland of the country's Druze minority, one day after the assassination of a prominent anti-government cleric. According to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, supporters of Sheikh Waid Balus blamed the government for the twin car bombings that killed him and at least 25 others in southwestern Syria Friday. Observatory Chief Rami Abdelrahman said that six members of regime security forces were shot dead on Friday night. Meanwhile, clashes between Islamic State jihadists and rebels for control of an opposition stronghold in northern Syria continued on Saturday. At least 47 fighters from both sides were killed in battles at that site on Friday. President Barack Obama used the Labor Day holiday to call on the U.S. Congress to pass a federal budget before an October 1st deadline. In his weekly media address, the president said that the labor movement helped build the American economy. He said a government shutdown would derail progress that has been made during the past 6.5 years.
At a time when the global economy faces headwinds, and America's economy is a relative bright spot in the world, a shutdown of our government would be wildly irresponsible. It would be an unforced error that saps the momentum we've worked so hard to build.
The Labor Department reported Friday that unemployment fell to 5.1% in August, its lowest level in 7.5 years. The government's fiscal year ends September 30th. If no budget is passed by then, the government would be forced to shut down for the second time in 2 years. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.